On Saturday, the U.S. State Department urged Americans in Syria to leave the besieged country immediately while commercial transportation is still available. The Syrian government is clamping down on a rebellion in the city of Hama, the center of anti-government activity over the past months. Thousands of protesters across the country are still marching, despite it being the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, demanding solidarity with the people of Hama and demanding the ouster of President Bashar Assad. Activists say about 2,000 people have been killed in clashes since protesters took to the streets in March. Jesuit scholar Father Samir Khalil Samir is a professor at Rome's Pontifical Oriental Institute and St. Joseph's University in Lebanon. He is also director of the Sedrak Institute in Beirut, which collects literature on the Arab Christian heritage. I spoke to him about the protests in Syria, which he said is unlike any other Arab Spring protest, and he also explained why the international community has been reluctant to become involved in the Syrian question compared to that of the conflict in Libya.
On one side, the international community was more interested in Libya, probably because Libya is rich in oil, and because the attitude of the President Gaddafi was provocative in many times. The attitude of Syria is much more clever, but not better. There are some positive aspects, certainly, in the Syrian government, especially towards religious questions. Syria, since always, already in the time of the French protector territory, since the 40s, Syria was more religiously neutral, not Islamic country. And after the Ba'ath Party is a secular party. It was founded by a Christian and was adopted by Syria and Iraq. So for Christians, the situation, the religious situation is better for them than any other country except Lebanon. This was a positive point. Other things, Syria tried to make some reforms economically, but in fact, it was not very successful. What happens in Syria is that to maintain a regime which is in the hands of practically a family and a group, the family Assad and the group are the Alawites, who represent 11% of the population, the solution they adopted was to use control over the population. And this control was done through the intelligence service, the Mukhabarat, who were really those who controlled the country. Because of some advantages, because they controlled the Islamic movement, the West was supporting this regime and is still supporting. The Christians also, because they feel we are more secure with this regime than in any other. Even if there is no liberty and no respect of the human rights, and this is the other side of the question. Now, the reason why the West did not attack it is for these reasons, because really the government was so powerful that he forbade any Islamic movement. But this is not also a good solution. The country is mostly Muslim Sunnites. They have also the right to have their position, their points of view. So I think the position of the West and the position of the world in general was not right. It was very different from the reaction towards Libya and other countries.
You pointed out there that Syria is majority Sunni. The Alawites are, if I'm not mistaken, they have an element or are an element of Shia Islam, of the Shiites.
Well, it's a sect within Shia, a derivation of the Shia, but very different, in fact.
There are some observers who I've spoken to in the past who raise the issue of the outcome of these protests. If hypothetically Assad should step down, if there should be the end of the regime of the Assad family and the Alawites, that there would be created, and once again, the risk of a sectarian warfare within Syria. They often, one other observer said, the same thing that happened in Iraq, we could see happening in Syria, where the Christian community could become undermined. Is this a fear you would also have?
The risk is not so big like in Iraq. In Iraq, you had the Christian community was very small, less than 5%, 4%, something like that. The Shia were a little more than the Sunnah, but the Sunnah was governing. But the Sunnah was not a small minority like the Alawites, who are 11%. Christians in Syria are around 10%, Alawite 11%, and almost 80% Sunnit. So the country is a Muslim Sunnit tradition with a secular tradition also. I think that the situation now is impossible because of the violence. So whatever they do, there will be a reaction. But the people didn't want to make a revolution. They wanted simply more freedom, more justice, that not anybody could put someone in prison without any judgment. And this is the real situation of Syria. It's like in China. It's not better, maybe not worse, but if you try to make any opposition, you could go to prison or you could be beaten. It's not a bad regime for those, for instance, the Christians who decided to remain quiet in political questions because they had security and an internal freedom, not the political freedom. And even any difference of view with the government. So we cannot support such a regime. In the Middle East, this kind of regimes are not abnormal, unfortunately. We don't know what means democracy. But this movement, which was called the Arab Spring, is exactly the opposite. People are asking to have democracy. They know through the television, the internet, and they know what means democracy in the world. They take Europe and America as models, not to imitate them in everything, but in the political democratical system, that the opposition has also the right to say its word, which is not possible in our countries, in Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, Syria, Saudi Arabia, and so on, where we find this a little bit in Lebanon. But elsewhere, we don't have it. In Morocco, it's the same system everywhere, in Algeria. So what is happening now since January is a large movement of the Arab world asking for a kind of democracy. And what is happening in Egypt with the trial of Mubarak is not a revenge against Mubarak. They are not asking to kill him. They want to judge these people to say anybody could be judged, even for his acts, even if he is the president of or the king, or there is no difference. And this is a positive point. We have to move to this. we are not yet ready, I think. We are coming from at least 50 years of intolerance and domination of the people. And for me, it's a great hope, but it will not be easy to realize it immediately. It could take 10 years or a generation. But we have to. There is no other way. And this is, in my view, going in the Christian approach to politics. Now, it's not easy in politics to say, this is good, this is bad. Everything is mixed. But I think the line we have to follow is a non-violence line, but also the protection of human rights, of equality, of liberty, of thinking, speaking, and so on. Some aspects were good in the Syrian regime. The fact that there was no difference between religions and between groups, not totally, but partly. Other aspects are unacceptable. And unfortunately, the government and the president did not realize how strong was this movement. And when he saw such a strong movement against the authority, he reacted as his father reacted, as everywhere in the Arab world we reacted, with violence. This is, I think, a mistake. We cannot react with the army bombing and killing people.
Father Samir, we know that we have entered the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. What effect do you think this will have on the situation in Syria? Do you think it will weaken the protest movement there?
I have the impression that the protest is now so disappointed, and they will not stop. They are ready to die. This is something we have never seen. That the more they are killing people, the more people are protesting. That means we have reached a point where they say, it's enough. It was also, you remember, the name of this party created some years ago in Egypt and still working, Kifaya, which means enough, basta. This is the reality of most of our countries. So what I fear is that the Muslim movement could be stronger ideologically with the Ramadan, even if in fact the television, radio, and the media are totally controlled by the government, so that they cannot use this means, which is usually in Ramadan very, very strong Islamic. Probably the government will not allow any opposition. It could be that they are weak physically because of the fasting, and that they will not react. But I have the impression that they will go further, asking for liberty, dignity, and a change in the politics. My hope is that the government understands that these people are not anti-Syria and originally not against a group, but unfortunately, practically, they are becoming against the Alawites. Even if not, it does not mean that the Alawites were involved in the government, but they are part of a group, and this group is dominant, and a minority group, and this dominance is becoming a dictature.
That was Jesuit scholar Father Samir Khalil Samir, professor at Rome's Pontifical Oriental Institute and St. Joseph's University in Lebanon. Father Samir is also director of the Sedrak Institute in Beirut, which collects literature on the Arab Christian heritage.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.